Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome one and all. I am super excited that you've joined me on this magical today. Today, I've been thinking about our astrological alignments lately. We're coming upon a solar eclipse, a new moon, and things are changing very quickly in the world. A lot is happening, and I, for one, think it is the most exciting time to be here on this planet. I feel very grateful and very lucky to be able to be present for this incredible shift that we're all going through. This shift we've all been experiencing, I think, very heavily in the last few years, especially. It's been happening very slowly over time, but over the last few years, it has picked up its pace, and it's about to do it again. And we can tell with all of the upheaval that's going on in the world right now. And I wanted to look into the astrology, and I found a YouTube clip, and I love this astrologer. Her name is Pam Gregory, and I think she's such a wonderful astrologer. She explains everything so well, and she comes from a very loving, unified place. And that's all we want to listen to on this show, that's for sure. So I wanted to share this clip of her explaining what is going on with the energies surrounding this solar eclipse. Now, the clip is a little long, so if you want to listen to the entire thing, because of course I'm not going to play the entire 25-minute clip, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about the beginning, about what she said, and then I'm going to play how she beautifully puts the energies, the archetypal energies that are happening at this time, coming up here in the next week and in the next few weeks and actually in the next coming years. So what she talks about is that the solar eclipse in general that we have coming up is this major timeline jump. Solar eclipses initiate potentials, big potentials. And this one is initiating a very new beginning because of the new moon that is happening simultaneously along with this solar eclipse. And so it's so important for us, because it is initiating these new beginnings, to set an intention, setting an intention around this time of what we want to see for ourselves, for the collective. And with this solar eclipse happening in Aries, what it's going to do is help us to bring a clearer sense of who we are and how we fit into the whole, because Aries is the sign of self-expression. And so we're going to understand ourselves more and how we all work together. What's also neat, she was saying about solar eclipses, is that it can jump us into something unexpectedly and bring about permanent changes. And Pluto does the same thing. And that's also in the picture here during this solar eclipse, because it's forming a square. And this time, she was explaining, is going to be very emotionally intense. And maybe y'all can feel that already, because it's bringing the energies of anger and impulsivity, maybe overreactivity, and a little out of controlness. So we have to all remember, she was reminding us to just take a breath. the energies are present right now for us to get a little angry, to overreact. And especially Chiron is there also in Aries. Chiron being the wounded healer and being in Aries again, she was talking about it's like a wound to the I am, the wound of the self. And so maybe we're going to be triggered by the things that we need to work on. And so this is such a beautiful time to take advantage of, because if we are being triggered, then we can take a deeper look and learn about ourselves, understand ourselves, and accept ourselves a whole lot more because we have the energies available. We can set these intentions to learn about ourselves, to accept ourselves even more each and every day. And this is all going to be combined with all of this truth coming to light and the collapse of old systems. And all of this is 100% necessary in order to bring about the new earth changes. And this is the clip, or the part of the clip, that I want to share with you. Take a listen.
The other thing which I think is incredibly positive is, well, just before I get to that, actually, Eris, as I say, is at 24 of Aries, and Jupiter comes into an exact conjunction on the 24th of April. So Jupiter will expand the energy of Eris. Now, Eris is the sister of Mars. She's warrior energy, female, raw, radical, uncompromising, very much operates with natural war, not man-made law, and she absolutely fights against injustice. Everybody has to be heard. Everybody has to have a voice. Everybody has to be included. So she fights very much against any inequality in society, but she's a feisty, rebellious energy. Jupiter is going to expand that. She's the street fighter. So we could expect to see a lot of collective assertiveness, let us say. Collective assertiveness with a focus on equality, justice, around this solar eclipse. Very positively and very interestingly, because of course this is a slightly wide square, but Pluto is in an out of sign square to Eris as well, but it's for sure in this square to the eclipse and to the nodal axis. So this is like the kind of almost the collapsing end. You know, the demolition of the old world, end of this seesaw. I'm imagining this almost like a seesaw. But at the other end of the seesaw, we have the wonderful dwarf planet, Haumea, at 0:30 of Scorpio. She just entered Scorpio recently in November. Remember, she has a very long orbit, I think 283 years. She will be in square to Pluto from now till 2028. Till 2028, another 5 years, but she is one of the most powerful archetypes we have for New Earth. And before I get to talking about that, I think in Scorpio, what she's going to do, because Scorpio is very much, particularly the South Node being in Scorpio, it's almost about lancing the boil of toxicity. That's how I think of it, lancing the boil of toxicity in society, in our financial world, and also in our seas and oceans and water. I've talked in other videos about the huge importance of water coming up right now, Saturn having moved into Pisces, Sedna changing signs and therefore being emphasized, and her whole myth of the Inuit goddess of the Arctic icy seas there, Haumea moving into Scorpio, the deep water sign, a lot around water. But Scorpio is very linked to toxicity, and my sense is, because Haumea is a very regenerative principle, in some way, the seas and the oceans, which have been very polluted by humanity, in some way that I can't fully explain, I'm just intuiting now, will be cleaned up faster than we think. I absolutely feel that. They'll be cleaned up fast. It's not going to take decades and decades and decades. So there's a lancing of the boil, particularly, I think, this year. So Haumea, I'll stop sharing here because hopefully you've kind of grasped this seesaw aspect. But Haumea is, as I say, one of the strongest symbols for New Earth, because In one sense, she has an incredibly creative, regenerative aspect to her archetype. She was able to birth babies from all over her body, just not even the regular places. She could transform herself from an old crone to a young maiden. So I think she's one of the dwarf planets that as well as Pluto moving into Aquarius, that says we're going to reverse our aging and become younger, become healthier. So she could summon wild food from the land and the seas with her magic stick, the Makalai, even when they'd been laid waste. So this incredible regenerative principle that is so powerful for New Earth. And linked to that, in another aspect of her archetype, which I don't think I've mentioned before, this is her aspect as the fire goddess, Pele, the fire goddess, who resides as fire within the volcano in Hawaii and actually produces, via the volcanic eruptions and the lava, produce the eight islands of Hawaii. She actually produced them as new earth, new islands. And that's another strong aspect of understanding her link to the new earth. We may, through the extreme earth events, Uranus is still in Taurus till 2026, we're going to see a lot more extreme earth activity, very unstable geomagnetics, as we know. New land may be produced in various places around the world that will act as bases for new earth. The other aspect of the archetype of Homer, which I talked about in my conversation with Kelly Hunter, is it so fits with Pluto moving into Aquarius, out of Capricorn into Aquarius, because in the myth, Homer's partner on the island where they lived was taking some bananas from the wild to eat and bring back to the family. And in indigenous cultures, they have no sense of ownership of, you know, this is mine and not yours, etc., or the other way around. There's no sense of ownership. So he was just taking the wild bananas, as the indigenous people did. But they had extremely authoritarian rulers at the time who caught Homer's partner and were going to put him to death. We're going to put him to death for taking the wild bananas. And Homer was distraught when she heard about this, because the authoritarian rulers had weapons and they were very powerful. But she got together with her community and also called in all her spiritual help, angelic help. And with all of that very simple help, energetic and spiritual and community, they overcame the authoritarian leaders and turned the island back to what they call Pono, P-O-N-O, right relationship with nature, right relationship with the earth, harmony, fairness, balance, justice, everything in its right place. Nobody taking more than they need, but everybody having enough. And that is really beautiful. And when I talk about these Kuiper Belt objects, you know, they really take us back to the divine, to the spirit world, to this interconnectedness with nature, the earth, the cosmos. We are completely interwoven with all of that. And we've just forgotten, you know, in our modern lives, living in cities and working in offices, we've been so cut off buying packaged food. And we've been so removed, really, from this sense of magic, this magical interconnectedness with all that is, the cosmos, the galaxies, the energies, the elementals, all of it. And so Homer is very much part of that myth, because she was a shaman as well. She had a deep instinctive connection to the earth, understanding the earth's rhythms. And this is what we are being led back to with the Kuiper Belt objects, this beautiful, it just is so fine, it's so ethereal, it's so high, it's this higher octave of consciousness, which I often talk about, which is just so different from the collapsing 3D scenery. It's just so different. So be aware, we're moving into some months of 3D collapse, chaos, going to get louder, going to get noisier, going to get more hollow, empty. Just know that. And that is such a different path. It's such a different fork in the road if we put our attention there to the magic of the cosmos. And I'm going to be talking a lot more, I feel, about that in the months to come, because we are magical beings. We are going to go back to this Lemurian balance in New Earth of this sense of oneness and being connected to everything in pono, in harmony, in right balance, in right relationship. So know that you are a powerful co-creator with all of this Aries energy, the I am, this strong sense of autonomy, sovereignty, power, and just blaze your light out to the collective. Infect the collective with your light. So much of this time is about the light. We know that, as I say, from the 22nd of March, we are now into this second stage of human evolution because we've earned it, because we've raised our consciousness enough to meet that. Just really feel that we now have momentum and blaze your light out there. That is one of the most powerful things you can do. Sitting at home, on your sofa, or in your local park, know that that is your purpose in these evolutionary times.
We are incredibly magical beings indeed, and all of that takes is a focus, putting our attention towards the right path, towards the right direction. We can even, like she said, be sitting on our couch, sitting in our backyard, shining our light, just busting and shimmering all of our light. And you know, it's really easy to do. Like I did it this morning. I was just dancing around my yard, appreciating the trees. It is that simple to just shine our light each and every day. We don't have to do much, but to just be. Remember how incredibly powerful each and every one of us are. And remember to set your intentions at this time. What do you want this new earth for you to look like? How do you want to feel in this new earth? What kind of harmony and balance do you want to bring into your own world so that you can live in more harmony and balance with the earth in Pono? And I think that's going to do it for me today, everyone. Before I go, I wanted to remind you all of the Earth Day event that myself and four of my fellow QHHT colleagues are putting on this Saturday, April 22nd. It's an online event starting at 8 a.m. Pacific time. And what we will be doing is exactly what Pam was just suggesting in her clip, setting the intentions for the new earth, setting the intentions for ourselves, for the collective, for what we want to see in the world, how we want to see our own new earth. We're all getting together to share in this energy on Saturday, the 22nd. So we would love to see you there. The link is in the show notes below. And I'm going to leave you with a song for today by Geometry called Frequency Shift. Until next time, I love you all. frequency.